Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. What up, and welcome to Maggie and Pearl Off. And while everybody is here enjoying these NBA finals and talking about how incredible the talent is, and beyond that, the defense, and there's so many intriguing storylines, here is Andrew Perloff coming in on a Wednesday before Game 6 to tell us he thinks that these finals suck.
No. It's entertaining. It's compelling because it's very, very close. And, you know, it's basically nothing separating these two teams. But, Maggie, you can't possibly tell me that these are two great finals teams. Like, if you look at, if you want to divide the finals into thirds based on quality,
okay,
of how good the
like
teams
all
are,
all time finals,
like, let's say the last 50 years, there's no
the
doubt
last
in my
50, that's all, okay,
there's no doubt in my mind this is a bottom third quality wise. Like, honestly, like, teams from these teams would have gotten slaughtered 8 years ago.
Okay, but you don't want to just do a comparison of, like, who could play in the older era.
No,
and
I'm saying,
what person could play in this era. We're not trying to do that kind of thing. Why do you think these teams aren't
that good? I just don't think these are two great finals teams. I think Boston's a very flawed team, which we've seen. You know exactly the reasons why. Basically, Tatum and Brown are not ready to carry a team to the finals. They're getting no help from their bench, which is basically filled with journeymen. Then Golden State is sort of a shadow of the great Golden State team. The Golden State team from 8 years ago would sweep this Golden State team. Basically, you have maybe the same Steph, but you have a much weakened Clay. You have a much weakened Draymond. And, you know,
no KD.
You have a shadow of the team. I'm not even talking about the KD Warriors. That's a totally different class. I'm talking about the original champion Warriors, the one that won in 15. Like, that was such a better team. I'd argue Steph was a better player back then, too. I don't think, like, he's amazing still, but I don't think he's quite as active as he was back then. So basically, this is the new norm in the NBA. We have very, very flawed teams advancing to the finals. So I just think, like, it's a sign of parity because these are not great teams. I'd be surprised if either of them are back here next year.
Okay. Who do you hold up as the pinnacle of the all-time great teams? Are you talking about the Jordan teams? Are you talking about who else? The Warriors team.
Well, obviously,
you think with Durant.
Obviously, the 80s, the Lakers and the Celtics.
Okay.
There's nobody's going to argue
that.
Of
course.
The 90s, the Bulls. The 2000s, the Shaq Kobe Lakers. The Duncan Spurs.
So just the teams that were winning were the dynasties. What about, do you consider the Pistons a great team?
The Isaiah Pistons or the Rasheed Wallace Pistons?
The Rasheed Wallace Pistons.
No. Like, that's to me, like, those teams are like one and done kind of championship teams.
Okay.
Those are not great teams. Those are not great finals teams. To me, like, to be a great finals team, you have to have, like, such a strong, like, group that you're going to be there year in and year out. And I don't think we're seeing teams like that come up in the NBA anymore.
I know, but we're watching the Warriors. Even if they're not as good as a previous iteration, they're still back and they still have a lead in these finals. Don't they have to, just by virtue of having the same core, don't they have to apply?
I feel like this is a totally different Warriors team. This is not, I don't know. No, it doesn't count because they haven't been back there since, when was the last time they were in the finals?
2019.
Years. Yes. And this is a totally different Warriors team. It doesn't count. Like, yeah, I feel like it's a different thing.
Did you think that last year the Bucks or the Suns were great teams?
I think the Bucks are a borderline great team.
Okay. A team that went down 0-2 in the finals and stormed its way back.
Yeah.
If I'd polled you after they were down 0-2, would you have said the same thing?
No, but I bet you they won a lot more games than the Celtics did last year. I assume they were like a 63-team win.
Yeah, but the only thing about regular season wins in this day and age, load management, like I don't know how much teams care about getting the number one seed or having home court advantage even early through this playoffs. Like, I don't know how important that is as opposed to rest. We saw with the Toronto Raptors, obviously, rest for Kawhi was much more important than anything else.
Honestly, no, the Bucks were not a great team. That Raptors team, like, we're not seeing great teams in the finals.
And you don't think there's great teams anymore?
No, I think we're done.
I
think we're going to see different champions
every
year. Honestly, I don't think we're going to see a dynasty for a long time in the NBA. I think it's structural.
Wow. Congratulations, everybody. You lived through history. You lived through great teams. No more, according to Andrew Perlow. It's over.
Let me give you some numbers.
Okay.
This will be the first time, if the Warriors win, we've had four different champions in 4 years since 1977. It's been that long since we've had a span. Now, in 1975, you went Warriors, Celtics, Blazers, Bullets, Sonics, then Lakers, the winning time Lakers.
Sure.
That's the kind of era we're in. We're going to see a different team every year.
And how long do you think this is going to last? Forever? Perpetuity?
I think maybe a decade.
Okay.
So I think we'll see like seven or eight different champions in the 2020s.
Is this purely because you don't think there's a far and away best player in the NBA right now? Because there is. It's Giannis. Why wouldn't the Bucks be able to pull off a dynasty? Because you could see the Bucks winning next year if they stayed healthy. They might even be in these finals.
Yeah, no, if they were healthy, they were definitely the best team. But no, I don't think...
And if the Warriors had been healthy, if Klay and Steph both hadn't gotten hurt,
honestly,
they could have won another one in between 19 and now.
But yeah, but Klay got hurt.
Right, and Giannis got hurt. But you're saying if Giannis hadn't gotten hurt, they could have been back. Like,
no,
if Giannis is fully...
No, you mean Middleton.
I mean Middleton, pardon me. But if the Bucks hadn't suffered an injury, right, that's just part of it. But you could say that the Bucks still could be a great... Like, the Bucks could be a dynasty.
I don't know. Nah, I don't think so.
Just
Holiday,
no.
Middleton, Giannis.
No,
I mean, they're probably the best team. The Suns and them are probably the best teams on paper. But they're not complete like the Kevin Durant Warriors or like the Tim Duncan Spurs. They're not in that caliber at all to me. Are they to you? Or like the Shaq, Kobe, Lakers?
Well, no, but that's what makes those teams so particularly special. But just because we have like elite teams that were dynasties doesn't mean I think it couldn't happen again. Like, if you give Giannis, no matter who the supporting cast is, you're always going to have a shot.
A shot, but I don't see them, like, this decade, the 2020s, how many titles do the Bucks come out with?
I mean, would you be shocked if they won three?
Yes, I'd be surprised. I think there's so much parity in the NBA. That's my whole point. I think it's going to switch again and again and again. It's very, very hard to have a run. I think it has something to do with the way like superstars approach the league right now.
Okay.
Like they don't want to, like, I don't think they're going to super team it up like they did with LeBron.
Okay.
With
so there you go. Maybe these are all good points.
Yeah.
They're valid. It's making me think. I'm wondering if that's part of it, which is the Supermax and the advent and the backlash to the super team in some ways, which, I mean, to be honest though, like the super team is still going to be in vogue. I really think that. And I do think that Miami looks like they could be looking for another superstar. Like, we're not done with the era of the super team. But the super max might have a bit to do with it. Because if you can, your team can pay you the most possible, you know, once you're, you know, eligible off your rookie deal, it's hard to leave when someone's offering you like $225 million. It's hard to say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think a couple more reasons. There's not going to be a LeBron again. I don't think, like, once he leaves.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, do you see another?
What about Bronny?
No, Bronny's gonna be closer.
No offense, that kid might not.
He's gonna be
might not have the same stuff.
Ron Harper Jr., Tim Hardaway Jr., than LeBron James Jr. So not only that, I think the Warriors came out in the tens, and they sort of surprised the NBA. Everybody copied their team. Like all of a sudden, you know, they moved the game 10 feet beyond the 3-point line.
Right.
Now everybody's doing that. So I don't think anybody's going to catch you by surprise or the whole new style again. So we're not going to see another Warriors because everybody's copying them. I don't think we're going to see another LeBron team, and I definitely do not think there's another Spurs team on there. So who's the super team? Where is it going to come from? We've already had 3 years, and this will be the third finals to end in this decade.
Yeah.
Three different champions. Couldn't you see a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh? Couldn't you see John Morant winning one, Luka winning one, the Phoenix Suns winning one? I mean, I just think it's an incredible
Maybe Miami finally breaks through with this iteration with Jimmy Butler. Maybe not. I don't know.
They're a little old, but yeah. Yeah, that could definitely be. Maybe this Celtics team wins.
What about
one.
The Nets? What if Kyrie and Durant run it back?
Totally. But, right. This is not how it used to be. 8 years ago, 9 years ago, we knew who was going to be in the finals.
Yeah, and you know, it's a credit to the NBA that we knew who was going to be in the finals, and we still loved it.
Maybe
you
that's
knew
why.
It was going to be Cavs-Warriors, and it was cool. Or LeBron against the Warriors or whatever.
Well, we love the dynasties, and maybe the NBA is going to be hurt because there's no dynasties, or maybe it'll be like the NFL where nobody repeats.
Well, I was going to say, it works for the NFL.
Yeah.
Where you care about the small market teams just as you do the big market teams. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, I think fantasy has a lot to do with that. Gambling has a lot to do with that. But I can't tell if that's going to be good or bad. I do think people love basketball dynasties.
Yeah, I think they do.
An easy villain.
Yeah, they like Jordan Bulls. They liked, they loved Kobe and Shaq together. That was fascinating.
Yeah, unfortunately, Kobe and Shaq didn't love being together.
Yeah, now, of course, I could be totally wrong and a new LeBron could come along. That's the other question. What happens after LeBron retires?
Okay,
what happens to the league?
Well, I don't know if you're going to have a LeBron of somebody who, out of high school, I mean, Zion would probably be the closest one, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. You have someone who's out of high school with all the hype and then exceeds the expectations. That is just so incredibly hard. But I would say in terms of all-time great players, I feel like Giannis has the ability to be carrying a team year after year. I know they just lost to the Celtics this year. I'm not stupid, but year after year where you could build multiple different types of teams around him, but him as the focal point.
Maybe, yeah, that's a good one. I'm not sure he can shoot well enough to do that, though.
But he keeps adding stuff to his game every year. He also has the desire, and I don't think just winning one title is satisfying him. He seems like he's that guy who wants to be an inner circle Hall of Famer, not just the Hall of Famer.
But I wonder if his style of play is really going to be the kind that's going to win multiple. He's still flawed. He's not a three. I know he's taking more three-pointers, but it's hardly dangerous. So I don't feel like he's that level player. Maybe I'm underestimating him. I feel like maybe it's John Morant or maybe it's Luka.
Maybe it's John Morant. Maybe it is Luka. Luka's going to need some more help.
Yeah.
That is not a
absolutely.
That's not a team that's ready to win right now. And John Morant, they just all need to get a little bit more experience, yeah. More mature. Obviously, look at the Celtics right now. They clearly look like the team with less experience.
Yeah, notice we haven't mentioned Jason Tatum's name. I mean, here's a question about this finals, and I want to put it to you. Do you think this has been quality basketball, good basketball?
I think there's been stretches where I felt like this is amazing. And it was Steph's 43-point game where I was like, wow, look at what we're watching here. But there have been some blowouts, but that's happened in finals. That's totally happened in finals. Remember the Heat and Spurs? Remember they were trading blowouts, in that finals. And that one was over pretty quickly, actually. The Spurs, I believe, won that in five, right? LeBron's last year in Miami. I think this is overall probably been better than we give it credit for because the defenses are legit.
See,
we're not seeing a lot of amazing scoring, but the defense has been really good. And I think we're just, that's not as fans, that's not kind of what we want to see. We want to see amazing offensive, crazy performances.
Right. The losing team has not scored over 100 points except for game one.
Right.
It's been very low scoring. The turnovers, you can't ignore that. It's the sloppiest finals. Jason Tatum just set the all-time record for turnovers in the postseason. Of course, it was LeBron was up there too.
Yeah.
So not necessarily.
He's also played a ton of games.
Thing. Yeah, no, he's been amazing. But I just think it's been kind of subpar finals basketball. This is not, you're not going to put this up with the Kyrie LeBron Cavs versus the peak Warriors. That's sort of what I'm getting at. It's just it feels like the NBA now is these one-off finals matchups.
Very interesting. Do you feel like the era of the dynasty is dead? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. will we see another dynasty? Is that what you want to ask?
Yeah, I mean, like, basically, is this a norm now where we just see two random teams playing the finals?
Just a no.
Like, whoever just happens to stay healthy, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to get, like, the repeat storylines and the building up to multiple meetings in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, unless these Warriors that we're watching right now go on a run, which is not going to be easy. They're not a perfect team, Maggie. I mean, like, they definitely, like, have some holes.
They're not a perfect team, but they're a great team.
Yeah.
I think the Celtics are a great team.
Really? Okay.
Is that a hot take? The Celtics are a great team? It's 3-2 in the finals.
I really think, like, wait till next year's playoffs. I think teams are going to get both of these teams. I really do. And I think, because you said, like, I would have said after last year, there's no way Giannis is not getting to the finals.
Well, that's what happens with injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
But I have no doubt that Giannis is going to be back.
And at a certain point, too, by the way, I would have said the Nets are the NBA super team as well.
We have a super team that just, well, it got broken up because James Harden didn't want a deal.
Yeah, it's just like, it just feels like we are in a really sporadic NBA right now.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I do think, like, the real conversation is, like, how is the league going to deal with the post-LeBron era? Who's going to, and Curry, too. When both those guys go away, are they going to have a lull?
I mean, Curry's, what, 34?
Yeah.
He can do this for, you're not going to have to make this decision, though, for quite a while. Like, LeBron's not retiring. First of all, we know that he wants to play with Bronny. He's not eligible in 2024. We know that he wants, like, some kind of team ownership. It would make the most sense for him to play for an expansion team in Vegas rather than own one. So maybe he tries to do both in some sort of way to skirt the rules or something. I mean, these guys aren't going anywhere. It's like Brady and Rodgers. They never retire. Nobody ever retires anymore.
People are going to have to let go at some point. At some point, the NBA is going to have a post-LeBron era, just like it did the post-MJ era.
You want to know what's crazy about it? Even when they have a post-LeBron era, he's still going to be around. If he owns a team, you don't think LeBron's, what is he going to delete his social accounts, stop making movies, you know, not have a... Jordan got a 10-part documentary. How many parts do you think LeBron's documentary is going to have?
But
just infinity.
Jordan immediately jumped into ownership and nobody cared. Like, it's not the same.
Because his team isn't good.
Well, it did not.
Nor all that interesting.
There is no comparison having Jordan winning titles with the Bulls and him owning a team. Like, it's not the same. Fans don't care who owns what.
I know, but the only thing about Jordan also was when he came back with the Wizards, it was like, all right, we got it. You know, that wasn't exactly, it just wasn't
right,
the old Jordan.
It
just wasn't him. And then you had all these young guys who were trying to come and, like, you know, challenge Jordan, Kobe, AI, whatever. And it just, like, it was just kind of an unsatisfying ending to a legendary career.
Are you ready for the reality that LeBron is going to be that age? He's going to be, and it's going to happen to him. He's going to get crossed over by the new Allen Iverson. John Morant's going to dunk on LeBron. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly, Maggie.
I don't know. LeBron, year 20, still playing at a high level. But we want to know from you, is the era of the super dynasty, is it done? Is it dead?
We got the 70s back, people. Get ready for a lot of, like, Washington Bullets versus Seattle Sonics.
Can we bring everything back with the 70s?
Like, I'd like that, yeah.
No, right now, don't you notice our fashion? We're doing, like, early 2000s right now. Everyone looks like they're in a boy band again. A puka shell necklace. They got frosted tips.
You always go back exactly 20 years. That is the rule.
And it goes in the same cycle. Yeah. Like, we were doing bell bottoms, then the 80s stuff, then the 90s. Now we're 2000s. Everyone's, like, women are wearing low-cut jeans again. It's a disaster out there. It's a nightmare. We got an intern with us. I'm telling you, everyone looks like a boy band, I bet, at Michigan. Same.
Oh my gosh, he's wearing white pants.
I know. Look at
what
this.
The heck is he doing?
I'm telling you, this kid is one puka shell necklace away from just 2004.
Is Nick Lachey in a time machine in our office right now?
Yeah. It's live, ladies and gentlemen. I see if you're watching on CBS Sports Network. It's all happening. We want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. What would a Wednesday be without embarrassing the interns around here? It's kind of what we do. Maggie and Perloff. You can also find us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Maggie and Perloff. We're on Instagram at Maggie and Perloff. And we've got a YouTube channel now. How about that? What is it, June? Took 6 months? That's like nothing in our industry. It's amazing. We have a YouTube channel. You can go and check it out. We're going to be posting clips and lots of behind-the-scenes stuff to the YouTube channel. All right, did I get everything? Got it. Coming up next, the former top pick who addressed their current contract. Are they happy? Are they agitated? We'll tell you, and of course, your phone calls. It's Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 158.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.